Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the founder of Gateway Church in Southlake has pleaded guilty to sex abuse charges against him in Oklahoma.
Sydney Clemishire came forward with the allegations that Robert Morris sexually abused her for years, starting when she was only 12. She came forward after restitution talks between her and Morris fell apart over a non-disclosure agreement. Morris will have to serve only 6 months of a 10-year sentence, pay $250,000 in restitution, and Morris must register as a sex offender. The court hearing took place in Osage County, Oklahoma. That's northwest of Tulsa. Clemishire said in a statement that this is a new beginning for her. She no longer considers herself a victim, but instead a survivor. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
2025 Regional Edward R. Murrow Award winner for overall excellence. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Very busy Thursday. We got red alert traffic in Denton and some major bridge work in Hutchins causing delays. That coming up at 5:08.
We've got a little bit of a cold front coming, but not until the middle of next week. This is NBC5 Senior Meteorologist David Fenfrock.
I'm Austin York from an ICE detention center to Parkland, back to another detention center.
Welcome into the KRLD Afternoon News. I'm David Rankin. That's Kristen Diaz. We are live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Police standoff in Louisville ends with a man shot, a woman turning up dead inside the budget suites of America. Chief Donald Fulbright said the standoff lasted 4 hours.
Well, so we were intermittently negotiating with him. And then at one point during, we introduced gas into the building, and that is what brought him outside.
They still don't know how the woman died. It's also unclear if the cops wounded the man or if he shot himself. He's at the hospital now.
A fire in Houston sent 6 construction workers to the hospital. The fire department's Brent Taylor says they're working on a 17-story hotel in downtown.
So you've got kind of your standard response that we would have for a house fire, apartment fire. Then that escalates with a high rise. And then because there was a report of explosion, we also had hazmat that was added.
He says a boiler appears to have exploded near the roof. The 6 construction workers should be okay. And Taylor says they are now confirming the cause and will have to check if it's okay to restart construction.
Man got hurt during the shooting at the Dallas ICE office. He is out of the hospital and in a detention center.
33-year-old Venezuelan national Jose Molina was one of 3 injured in the shooting. The 2 others injured died, but Molina has been recovering at Parkland and has since been released. It was unclear the extent of his injuries, but now we're learning that Molina has been transferred to the Prairie Land Detention Center about 25 miles south of Fort Worth. Officers say Molina was pulled from the van in the middle of the gunfire. The gunman, 29-year-old Joshua Yon, was firing from a nearby rooftop and meant to hit ICE agents. Evidence gathered shows he wanted to incite terror by killing those federal agents. Yon committed suicide following the attack. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Former Plano teacher gets a max in a child exploitation case. Collin County DA Greg Willis says Jacob Allred taught at Great Lakes Academy in Plano. He gets 20 years in prison on having a bad relationship between a teacher and student. Prosecutors argued that when he worked at the private school, he started a relationship with a 15-year-old girl Former student shared that when she went to the school, she also got messages from him. The DA says the max sentence protects children and delivers justice.
Rusty is the vice president in charge of Midway Operations. So, boy, if there's anyone with some stories to tell, this is the guy.
I get to do all the fun stuff out there.
You do.
Yeah, apparently, you were telling us one. So here comes, tell us about that. You said that this guy just said, hey, let me show you something. And first of all, hey, buddy, let me show you something. I always get a little nervous.
This guy's name was Fred.
This guy's name was Fred, and I'm in my office. It's the off season, and I'm booking stuff to come to the fair, you know, to sit there on the Midway that people enjoy. And this guy comes in, and he's older. He's kind of bent over, and he brings in this red Igloo cooler with the white top. Everybody knows them. They're the small ones, except there are holes drilled in the top.
Uh-oh.
So he sits down across from me at the desk. He goes, I want to play your fair, and I got something to show you.
Okay.
So he slides that open and dumps a two-headed rattlesnake on my desk.
And what did you do? Did you just jump back?
Well, I kind of just scooted my chair back. It's on wheels. You know, I scooted it back and go, do both heads bite? And he goes, yes, they do.
Oh, Lord. You're booked.
And I told him, you're booked.
You're booked. And then he brought one in the next year, too.
He brought one in. And I was out on the Midway, and I'm sitting underneath a shade tree right there. And he walks out and is carrying that same Igloo cooler.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, man, that rattlesnake grow or whatever. But, I said, Fred, you're still booked. You don't need to throw a rattlesnake in my foot or anything. But he opened up and it was a rat snake. So two-headed.
Yeah. Oh, he's breeding them.
He finds snakes. All these two-headed turtles, frogs. I mean, anything you think of, he had a two-headed one.
Anything reptilian, he's got two heads for it.
Right.
All right, no two-headed rattlesnakes this year, but we got a couple of new rides.
That's right. Well, on the Midway, we have 74 rides out there. We got something for everybody. And we have two big rides that are out there. We have the first one's called the Thunderbird, and it's a giant swing ride. It's 177 feet tall.
Okay.
Keep that to perspective. Texas Star's 212, so you're right up there with
almost
it.
As tall.
Almost as tall. But it's a nice, really smooth swing ride. Doesn't go terribly fast, but you still swing out there.
Uh-huh.
But the views, especially at night, are just tremendous.
And so you're not going to get really jostled around or
Did a live TV interview on that ride.
You did.
About that.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
And the other one's called the Defender. Now, that one.
The Offender?
Defender.
Okay. The Offender. I want to see this one.
It can almost be that. But, no, you get out there, and there's four seats on it. It's like a giant airplane propeller. And it spins around really fast.
All right. Now, that one's got to be. As the old ride safety guy you had for years, Dan Dudley, used to call him. That has to be a puker.
Yeah. I would recommend getting your corny dog after.
Eat after.
But no, it's a lot of fun. And then I'm going to tell you about the games real quick.
Okay.
Now, we have 70 games on the Midway. And parents, when they bring their kids out, the kids always want to play the game. The parents are always, no, that's a ripoff. You can't do that.
Uh-huh.
But we have about 25 games that said all kids win. So let them play those games. Make sure you see that sign, and they're going to win.
And they will get a prize.
And they will get a piece of plush. Not a spider ring or anything like that. It's a piece of plush about that big.
Oh, nice.
And so you ought to see the smiles on their face when they do that.
I got to ask you, because you mentioned the two-headed rattlesnake. You know, I remember when I came to the fair when I was a kid, they had what they indelicately referred to back then as the freak shows.
Oh, yeah.
We can't call them that anymore.
No.
But, you know, the bearded lady and the
I remember. Talked to her. She called me one time.
Oh, right. So you're still in contact with her.
Yeah. I wanted to bring a 10, they called them a 10-1 back. They're not politically correct anymore.
Okay.
You know, but it's a history.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring one back one time, and of course I got nixed. Couldn't do it. But then the bearded lady.
You're fighting for that lady to come back.
She called me. She goes, hey, I'm the bearded lady. I hear you're going to do 10-1. I want to be there. So.
I remember one that was Pork Chops, the world's fattest teenage boy.
Yeah.
And he had a full beard. He looked like he was about 40 years old.
Yeah, I remember going in there when I was younger and go around there and And
he's just sitting in there watching TV and eating chips.
Watching a little black and white TV. Yes. He was eating chicken when I went in there.
Oh, jeez. God, yeah, they can't do that no more.
Oh, yeah. Man, Rusty, I wish we had, like, the whole 2 hours with you. Right. This is great stuff.
Oh, I got lots of stories. So.
Thank you for coming by. Maybe we'll get you on again before the end of the fair.
I'd right.
love to hear
a little update. Yeah.
Rusty Fitzgerald, Vice President of Midway Operations at the Great State Fair of Texas. One of the giants of TV is headed to North Texas. Sid Croft. He is one half of the Croft brothers, Sid and Marty Croft. You remember them. They created and produced so many classic kid shows back in the days, not the least of which was this one.
Hey, Char, Puff, and Steph, who's your friend when things get rough? Hey, Char, Puff, and Steph, can't do a little, but you can't do enough.
That H.R. Puff, and Steph. And of course, there was Land of the Lost,
yep.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, the Banana Splits, and then all the awards and the accolades. And this weekend, at the very young age of 96, Sid Croft is going to be at the Dallas Fan Fest at the Irving Convention Center. But he is with us right now on KRLT. Mr. Croft, good morning.
Well, good morning. What an honor. And I got to tell you something. Dallas played a huge, huge part of my career. I just can't wait to thank everybody out there. And I'm sure at some point, because I've been there so many times, you know, they saw either my act or they saw, you know, my Six Flags. I was there for 9 years for the Coca-Cola company. We had a puppet theater there. And then I became, for Angus Wynn, who created all the Six Flag parks, became the creative head of the park. And we used to build all their rides, the Okie Pinokie. That was one of them. I'm sure it's still there because it was a classic then.
You know, a lot of people, and they may not realize, your career in entertainment, it goes all the way back to vaudeville. And then, you know, the Ringling Brothers Circus. You started as a puppeteer. You were a very good puppeteer. What is it about that particular art form that appealed to you?
Well, of course, it's the only thing I know. Here I am. You already gave my age away. Here I am, 96 years old, and I've had one profession, and it has everything to do with puppetry. I started as a street performer at 10 years old. And who would ever know that a puppet act could, you know, tour the world? And in Dallas, I know you're coming from the fair, right? Right now?
We're at the fair right
State
now,
fair,
yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I played there for an entire week with, guess who, the biggest star on the planet. I was her opening act, and we played the State Fair Theater. That seats 6,000 people, right?
And you're talking about Judy Garland, right?
Judy Garland. Can you imagine a puppet act opening for a big star like that? And then I toured with her on a whole national tour. I also played there. We couldn't find the name of the hotel. We were just looking before you called, but I played a famous hotel there. It was like a 5-star.
Was it the Adolphus? Was it the Adolphus Hotel, perhaps?
Yes, it is. You hit the nail right on the head, yeah. I've been trying to think of, you know, I haven't lost my memory, but I remember all the incredible things that I had the opportunity to do in my career, you know.
And we are really looking forward to having you in town at the Dallas Fan Fest. Mr. Croft, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to speak with us. You have brought so much joy to so many kids over the years.
Thank you, everybody out there. Yeah, please come and see me.
We absolutely will. Sid Croft with us here on KRLD. He's going to be at the Dallas Fan Fest. That'll be at the Irving Convention Center this weekend.
The Old Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.